We know there are pillars of health. One is nerve flow and airflow. Two is nutrition and water. Three is movement, exercise, flexibility, joint health, the things that keep us moving. Four is rest, our ability not to get overwhelmed by our task list, our ability to take a breath within the day, our ability to, even though we're running and getting stuff done, not be over-revving our engine and be able to balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic, our ability to know when it's time to sit down and rest and know that we're actually doing something when we're resting. We're not just not doing something else. We're actually doing something. Resting is something. It's not the only thing you do or something you do when everything else is done. And then there's sleep at night. And then there's positive mental attitude, the things we feed our mind, the things we feed our brain, the way we tell ourselves our story, the way we tell ourselves our story from the past, the way we tell ourselves about the opportunities in our future, the way we take everything that happens in our lives and make the most of it and learn from it and grow and see things to the positive, because whether we can make a case for anything else, that's what benefits us the most, and that's what provides us with what we need to be the best person we could be and have the most impact in this world. So there's the implication of those things where we know those things lead to certain outcomes. Like we'll take sugar, for example. We know the implication of sugar, if abused, is diabetes, inflammation, and many of the inflammatory diseases that are part of the chronic disease world that we play a part in, a huge part in, over 80%. And maybe even higher of the world that we play in with the decisions we make and the chronic disease that we cause ourselves by lifestyle choices. And then there's application. Application is taking what is implied and actually putting in the work and the effort to have those things come into existence. So many times we're explaining the implications to ourselves. We're trying to convince ourselves of the implications so that we change our choices. We try to tell others about the implications. When people are suffering with their health, we tell them the implications of if they keep living their life that way. But a lot of times they don't need more implication. We do need implication to know what's going on, but we need help with the application, the work and the discipline that's acquired to make change and to make those good habits and the implications of what can happen with those good habits a reality. So many times we need to help ourselves and help others with the application. You know, I know for me with sugar, I watch myself put things in my mouth that I don't want to put in my mouth. I feel guilty afterwards. I don't like myself afterwards. I wouldn't call it, it could be depression, but I don't feel on my A game when I do things that I don't want my body to do or what I don't want to do that leads to the health that I don't want. And, you know, I know the next day that I think things are going to change because I understand the implications. But when it comes down to it, I find a way to get myself around those things again. I find a way to put one of those things in my mouth again. Then I find a way to shut off my brain and I shovel in as many things as I want to because I think like that may be the last time I'm going to do it, which is not true. And then I find myself in this negative loop. You know, constantly reminding myself and trying to convince myself how real the implications are. And the implications are real. When you abuse a sugar, you get an inflammation and which leads to less health and makes you more susceptible to disease every single time, whether that disease is fully expressed or it isn't. You know, a person may have so much health built up and so much activity that they can counteract negative decisions, but it doesn't change the fact that it's having a negative effect on their health. Whereas good decisions always lead to better health. And even if a person is sick and not doing well, when they start making better decisions, their health is improving. Whether that full health of what they think their health should look like is fully expressed or not, having the right decisions and making the right decisions about health and following the laws of health are definitely going to lead their health in the right direction towards better health every single time. So let's not continue to overdo just the implications of what could happen if we make bad things and constantly throw the implications up in our own faces and in the faces of others as we continually try to tell them what will happen if they stay on the course they're on. But let's start to encourage ourselves, encourage others to figure out how we can help them with the application if they want to. So we should probably just start with ourselves because that's the person we have the most control with, and it's still the person that we have no control over. So it's probably a good place to start exercising things, and then maybe people will ask us what's different about us. And it always comes down to having both, having the implications and the understanding and the knowledge of what your choices are and researching them and make sure that they're time-tested and proven, like all the pillars of health. And at the same time, the ability to understand and put a schedule together to and the discipline and the work to realize that we have to apply them over time to get the results. We have to continue to apply them to keep the results. And we have to continue to apply them to have the results that we're achieving continue to grow and lead to better health. Because the day we stop is the day we stop getting the benefits of what we were doing, and the day we start getting the benefits of what we're doing from that day forward. So it's a simple formula. There's really not the difficulty is not in the implication of how health works. I think everybody would agree about exercise and water and sleep and rest and nerve flow and airflow and positivity and all those things. The implication is not really debated amongst people. Everybody believes in it when they have conversations around the table and when they have conversations with themselves. However, where most of us, you know, fall short, obviously some people don't know what to do, when to do, or how to do it, but most of us fall short at the application. And when we fall short at the application, it doesn't matter what we know to do, all the papers, we know all the research, we know all the proof we have over the thousands of years of people being healthier by living by the laws of health. If we don't have ability to apply those things, we won't be able to experience them and express them and enjoy them in our lives. So implication and application both go together, but usually implication is not the problem. We're very aware of what poor habits do. We're very aware of what good habits do. It's the application that we need to focus on and help each other with each day. If you need any help with application, you can get my book, The Health Equation. It's on Amazon. Inside The Health Equation is Health is Practically Free, one of my other books that has the five pillars of health and how to apply those pillars of health to your life for better health. Also is Winning Moments, how to turn everything we do into better health, all the things we're already doing, like how we sit, how we sleep, how we work, all those different things that we're already doing in a day, how to get the most out of our health. And then The Health Equation is how to have the habits and the discipline and how all the work goes together and how good habits, when they go together, make great habits that get great results.